Alrighty, so we got here Kavdalat on the base. Ksav al gabe ksav. So we have the Mishnah says that if you write a ksav, you write on top of writing. So the way Rashi explains is that you have words which are already written, and you rewrite over them and are mechadesh them. And mechadesh implies that they were getting light and you darken them. Because if you're just writing over the dark letters, is that called mechadesh them? You're not doing anything. See, mechadeshcha means that they were lighter and you've made them darker. So the machlokas is, so the Mishnah says that doesn't count. That's not ksav. Okay, fine, sounds reasonable. You're not writing. It's already writing. You're just darkening. Darkening is darkening. Writing is writing. Sounds reasonable. Okay. So the Gemara, though, says that this can't be Rav Yehuda. Because if you have basically Shem Hashem written, but you didn't have Kavana, so you have to write Shem Hashem with Kavana, could you rewrite over the Shem Hashem with Kavana and thereby instill a Shema into the Shem? So the Zmachloga, Rabbi Yehuda says you can, Chacham says you can't. So it's the coin to Rabbi Yehuda, presumably, if you say over there that you could do it, that it works, that that's considered like a ksav. So then it should be ksav l'ini Shabbos also. Why not? So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is an author of our Mishnah. And it must be the Chachamim. And the Chachamim, hold by Raya, by Tzivit Torah, doesn't work. So similarly here, it doesn't work. Okay, so the question is, what's the Machlokas? What is the Machlokas? It seems like somewhat of a universal question. Right, universal question by Sefer Torah and by Melachas Ksiva. And also, I mean, this seems to be they're not exactly parallel, because the way Rashi learns the case in the Ksuk by Melachas Kosev is somehow where you machadesh them, so it's lightness okay, making it darker. But by Sefer Torah, it doesn't seem to be the case, because it seems like you write a word and it seems to be perfect. I mean, it's not old, you just wrote the word, you just wrote Shem Hashem, and now you're writing it again on top of it, you know, machadesh it, it's already fully machadesh, you're not doing anything. So they're not exactly parallel. So that's another problem. Okay. It's funny, Rashi says, Mavel of Komos, the Kavana Shem, al kol osi Yosef, ki'ilu hu kosva. It's like you write over the word as if you are writing it. Mm-hmm. It's like a funny, like it's ki'ilu.
Yeah.
As if. But you're not. What does that do? It's as if. You're right, but you're not writing it. So what does it sound like? It sounds like imagination. Pretty good. So, like I was just saying, that question is, what is, and this is, I think, the question, what is the Maisa Ksiva? Okay? Because that's, it's to be something which is applies to both Shabbos and to Sefer Torah. So it can't be, what is the productivity of Ksav, because it has nothing to do with Sefer Torah. So what's unified is that you need a Maisa Ksiva, right? And as a Malachi, you need a Maisa Ksiva, and that has to be productive. So then, Sefer Torah, you need Maisa Ksiva. Maisa Ksiva will imbue it with Kedushas Hashem. So what is the definition of Maisa Ksiva? Is Maisa Ksiva the creation of letters? Right, the creation of letters? Or is the Maisa Ksiva like the mechanical action of putting ink on a page in a certain shape? Okay, and it doesn't. You don't have to be creating. See, normally an action is there's two kinds of action. There's like there's a mechanical action, and then there's like an effective action, like an action which produces something, like an action defined by its effect, by its product. So that's the question: is the Maisa of Kosev defined as a mechanical action, or you have a pen with ink, and you're putting the ink on the page in a certain shape? That's like Rashi says, Ki'ilu. You know, you move the ing, Mavril of Kolmos, is Ki'ilu Ukosva. So it means it's because Ki'ilu, I mean Ki'ilu, so I'm going to pretend, because you're not actually writing letters, but the Maisa Kosev is a mechanical activity. You have a pen with ink, and you move it along a paper in a certain shape. And is there a letter there? I mean, usually there's a letter there, but that's besides the point. The Maisa is a mechanical activity. Or do you say the Maisa is creating letters? The Maisa Ksiva isn't just a physical action, but it's creating letters. It's creating letters. So so therefore, that's a question by Sefer Torah, because in order to give a Kedushas Hashem, you have to have a Maisa Ksiva Lashma. So if you say that the Ksiva, Maisa Ksiva is a Maisa of creating letters, it's an effective action, so then you can't create letters, letters are already there. Nothing you can do. But if it's the action, it's the action of mechanical activity, so you can do the maestro mechanical activity of writing. L'shem Hashem. So, the letters already existed. Yeah, but it's a you can do maestro ksiva. Of that word? The word can be qualified through the maestro ksiva. You could have a new maestro ksiva. You could do a million maestro ksivas. Okay, you're not darkening it, who cares? It's a maestro ksiva, it's not do darkening. Maestro ksiva is a maestro ksiva, it's a mechanical action. Now, when it comes to Shabbos also, when it comes to Shabbos, if you say the ksiva is creating letters, then here you didn't create letters. It's a maestro ksiva. But if you say maestro ksiva is a mechanical action, then you have the right letters you did in the mechanical action. The only problem is that even if you're going to tell me that you did the mechanical action, but in terms of Shabbos, if there's no product, you're not chayev. So in Shabbos, you need more than just the maisa kosev, but you need a product. You do the maisa, if there's no product, there's no, you're not chayev. So that's what I'm saying, is the chidsham. It's the case, the chedesh here isn't to a kasal gabi ksav, if you're not mechadesh them, it has to be where you're mechadesh them. If you're mechadish, then the Rebbe Yehuda would say chayev, because you have the maisa ksiva, and it's productive, because you're making it much better, you're making the letters better, they're enhancing the function of the letters, it's a better communication, it's going to last longer, it can be more legible. So in terms of productivity, that has productivity, and you did a maisa ksiva. But if it wasn't mechadish, then even though you had a maisa ksiva, you wouldn't be chayev, because you're lacking the product of Shabbos. But that's why by Sefer Torah you don't need that, because the chidsham isn't because of the ma'isik siva or because of the machlokas. That's because it's a prat by Hilchos Shabbos. But by Sefer Torah you don't need that altogether. And that's why it's not commensurate. So to speak, you could ask, like, if I take a black piece of paper and I take a black pen and I start scribbling on there, am I doing a ma'isik siva? Is that a ma'isik siva? Is that a ma'isik siva which just isn't legible or doesn't produce anything legible? Or you say that's simply it's not kosev, you're not writing. You could see someone calling that a car writing, or you see someone not calling that writing, I wrote your name. You didn't write my name. I don't see it. No, I did. Look, I was saying, I put it on the paper, it's on there. Put the ink on the page in a certain shape, it's a mechanical action. We hold that it's not. I mean, it seems more compelling that way, right? It seems more compelling that way. But I guess halachically, it's a hard, it's... I don't know. I can see more our way much better. But... could be a bit more of an argument, Okay, so maybe we'll try one more thing. So, I don't have fully worked out here, but let's see how it goes. So, the Gemara says, this is all still on Kavta Adam and Vez. It says, Tana, Kosav Oz Achas, Veshlema La Sefer. So, if you write one letter and you complete a Sefer, Orag Chud Echad, Veshlema La Begad, or if you sew one stitch, I guess, and you complete the beged, chayav. You chayav, even though normally this year is two letters, but you chayav. So it says, I mantan amarava, because we already discussed this, right? He holds that you just need the second, if you have one stitch, you make a second stitch, you chayav, or one letter, second, still out, you chayav. So he holds you don't need a maisa of, it's not a quantitative, as you said, sir, it's a quantitative thing you're writing. Two letters, you don't need that. It's a qualitative thing. You just have to create the product. So this is no. It says Rashi Amar Afilu Temer Rabbanan Hashem Shain. Now even the Rabbanan who hold that writing one letter doesn't work. You write one letter next to another word or another next to another letter, it doesn't work. You're not chayiv. But the reason why you're chayiv here is because you're being mashlim the sefer or mashlim the baget. And they'll agree that when you're being mashlim the baget or mashlim the sefer, then you only need one. You don't need two letters. Okay, so Rashi.
What's the difference between...
So Rashi says... Achara, I'm sorry. Vishlima Sefer, O Tzachrona Shal Achad Mechav Tal Tzfan. So the last letter of one of the Chav Tal Tzfan. So he's learning, it seems to be an added restriction here. He's not saying it means, he doesn't mean any book. He's saying it means specifically the Chav Tal Tzfan, Tanakh. Right? If you look at the Rambam, the Rambam says like this, Kosav os achas v'hishlim bosa sefer chayev. He doesn't say anywhere anything about Chav Tal Tzifrei Tanach. He says, oh, Shemot Sefer. Sounds like any Sefer. It's like any Sefer. And I mean, right, so go to what's Machlokas. And how does it work altogether? I mean, why should this work? I mean, it's the only one letter. One letter is one letter. It's also all difficult because, I mean, the case of Begad, it's not like one of the Begadim of Tanakh. I mean, Begad's a Begad. So, like, what's, you know, like, you want to say there's something special about the Sefer, Chavtal Tzfarim, something like that. I mean, what's, you know, Beget's a Beget, so why isn't a Sefer a Sefer? Like, who, you know, who makes the rules? Why does it have to be one of the only books in the world, the Chavtal Tzfarim Tanakh? Such thing as a book. Doesn't have to be one of the big De Kahuna, something like that.
Right.
And why should it have to be a special book? Because I'm not saying like David. Or David's saying like Schina. That basically in a book, so what do you mean you've finished the book? I mean, there's no defined end of a book. I mean, you can add another word. You can write another word. I mean, it's all made up. It's arbitrary. I mean, it's true, maybe some author or whatever, you know, a book or some author or whatever, but you can always add on another word. There's no fixed ending of the thing. It's just some sort of communication. You could add on something else. But in the Chavtal Tzfarim, they're defined, delineated by Kadosh Baruch Hu, by Nevuah, and that's the fixed defined entity. And when you finish the book, you finish the book. There's no more. Because it's a different type of, if it's a book which is created by a person, some person can extend it, and say it's never done. If it's created by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. We know that that's it. There's nothing else. So that's the only time you can finish. But in a beged is like a defined entity. You can't say, you always add on. I mean, beged's a beged. It's a function. It's a shard. It has all the parts of a shard, and that's it. Nothing else to do. I mean, you always add on and make it something else, whatever. But, I mean, the thing itself there is such a thing as it's complete. The beged's complete. The limit to how big a beged could be. So, therefore, you only have it by Chavtal Tzfarim. That's what you want to defend Rashi. So, let's defend Rashi. So David said, what about Tfilin Mezuzah? So I think maybe in Chananel, but maybe Milchus Chinuch is on the Melachah Shabbos. It's in the first volume. Under the Mitzvah of Melachah Shabbos, under Kosev. Okay, so let me see. Yeah, the way this is the Mirbein Chananel, he says, Avalim ha'isa mezuzah chaseira os, o sefer ha'ya chaser os, v'yashlimo, af bishal kotel os achas, chayev. I feel the Rabbanon, the Kaimelon, Hashem Shiny. I presume it's all be the same thing. I mean, you could say Rashi's Law Dafka. It's a safer, I mean, it's all going to be the same thing.
Right.
Seems so. So what's the Rambam holding? By the way, Rabbi Bar Huna learns that this doesn't work. It's two letters. The Mashlam about a safer. He doesn't hold by it. So Rav Ashi says that works. So look at whether this whole thing works altogether. I mean, Rav Huna could just say, look, it's not two letters. It's very nice, you're finishing a book, but bottom line is whoever, it's not two letters, two letters. Now there's this chiddush here by Rav Ashi that no, that even though the universal halacha, there's halacha two letters, two stitches, is an exception. It's mashlim. So you'd think the question should be, and what's the idea, what's the svara behind this exception? How does this work exactly? You know, this must be the two ways of understanding it. One way is such that it's only going to be limited to Chavdal Sefer Tanakh, and the other way of understanding it is it's not going to really matter. The question is raised, is are you chayv here for a kosev or for makav patash? Because in general, if you finish an entity, completing an entity, it's makav patash. You could try to taina that the reason why I is not two letters, it's true, two letters is in terms of kosev. But this is makav patash, and you're completing a book. It's makav patash. Completing a beged. So the Meiri wants to say it's not makav patash. I don't know if someone even says it is, but Meiri says not makav patash. Makav patash is where you're doing it's not like part of, it's like a finishing block. It's not like part of. If you have something which takes 100 things, 100 steps to do, you don't say the 100th one is my partner.
Just the goof is complete.
What? Yeah, the goof is complete, and now you just have to be like a mash limit somehow, a mash limit function, or like a super added thing. But you don't say the complete, if something in the house, if you have the last brick you put on the house is my partner. My partner says that's part of the quantity of the malach itself. My partner, he says, is where the thing is complete, and now you just need like a finishing touch. The goof is complete, and you need a finishing touch to allow it to function. Making a hole in the Lo Sultana Golem, or, you know, the glass, like blowing out the glass, or something like that. He says, my father's isn't that here. The Sefer Torah consists of 1,000,000 letters. You don't say the millionth letter is my father's. That's just part of the writing. It's part of the Kosev. It's not my father's. That's what he wants to tell you. Right. I just wonder, I'm not sure if anyone argues. I have a preliminary idea here. I mean, maybe it would make it better, but like there's, question is how does this work by two ladders? I mean, how do you get around the problem of two ladders? So it seems like the basic idea is something to do with chashivas. The idea of two ladders is dinu chashivas. And if you have, in general, the chashivas comes from quantity. But if you're creating a book, completing a book, then you don't say it lacks in chashivas. You basically, you can't say it lacks in chashivas, you're done. You're writing, you're finishing the book. Something like that. I mean, it's a good question. Why don't you say that by a word or a paragraph or a, you know, chapter? So, you know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to answer that. But it has something to do with that. But now, within that idea, the question is two ways to say it. Is it pshat because it's like a maisa ksiva chashuva? It's like a chashivas in the maisa ksiva? Or is it pshat that it's like chashivas in the product, like in the chafta? It's like the chafta of ksav is of two letters is chashuv, or the chafta of an os hamashlam haSefer or whatever is chashivas. Once again, is it a din like it's a maisa ksiva, like writing one letter? It's like you didn't do anything, but I write the last letter in a book, or I did do something. That's a chashuva. It's a ksiva chashuva. It's a maisa ksiva chashuva. Or do you say that when I write one letter, there's no product? It's one letter. It's nothing. But I write one letter, finish a book, there's a product, a chavtza. It's a chavtza of a book. Okay? Right? Two different ways? No? Is it a din of two letters? I guess a din in the maisa? Or is it a din in the product? And if two letters is a din in the maisa, that gives the maisa chashivas, so then you give the maisa chashivas through for being the maisa which is finishing the book. If two letters is a din, then you need a chavtza chashuva. So then one letter could be a chavtza chashuva if it's the Osam Ashlam. But the question is it like a din in the product or is it a din in the maisa being a maisa chashuva? So these are the ways of looking at it. Okay, so something like this, that if you say that it's a maisa chashuva because you're finishing the book, so then I'd say is, look, I don't care if it's chavtza al-tzfam or whatever. Point is, it's not just an idea, is that writing one letter is not a chashuv action. You just write one letter, that's all you wrote. But if I wrote the thing and I'm finishing the book, this ksiva is very chashuv ksiva. I'm involved in finishing a book. So I'll say is if I'm involved in finishing Harry Potter, then I'm also involved in finishing a book. It's a difference if it's chavtal tzvarm or not. Who cares? It's a chashuv ksiva because it's not like one letter, it's like not chashuv. It's like whether you stop after one letter. So that's not ksiva chashuva. But here, I'm not just stopping after one letter, I'm done. This is chashuva because I'm finished with this maisa ksiva, I'm finishing my book. Now, who cares that it's maybe someone could add on? But I'm not adding anything on, this is the end of my book. I'm not writing anything more. I've done, this is chashuva, I'm stopping right here, I'm done. This is the book, there's an idea of a book. There's a thing as a book, and I'm writing the book, and it's chashuva because I'm finishing the book. Okay? But if you say that it's chashivas, it's a din in the chavtza, that you have to have a chavtza, chavtza of two letters is a chavtza chashuva, and then you say there's an idea of a chavtza of a sefer is a chavtza chashuva, so it could be that the only din sefer, the only chavtza shall sefer is a chavtza al svarim. So you say is that there's no, like the other svarim are like a sefer by convention, because you decided that this is where it's going to stop. So that's good in terms of Maisik Siva, because Maisik Siva is measured by the Gavra who's doing it, and insofar as he's finishing a book, so it's Chashuv, because that's what he's doing. But if you say it is because you're creating a Chafta, so then the Chafta Shel Sefer, the only real Chafta Shel Sefer, like a complete Chafta, and the Chafta is it, it's a complete Chafta, now you have an entity in front of you, is where it's a halachic entity, it's a legitimized entity. Another book you could always add on. Now it's true that you'd be distorting the what the author's intention was, but who cares? You could just do that. It's not like a fixed, intrinsically fixed chafza. I mean, maybe people don't want to do that or whatever, but there's no din chafza on a Harry Potter book. It's just a bunch of words. I mean, it's by convention that you wouldn't add on to it. But in chavta, in a sefer of Tanakh, it's a fixed chafza. So if you say that the chashivas comes because you're creating a chafza chashuva, that the two letters is a ksav chashuv. But if the one letter creates a chavtza shel sefer, then it also is a din chashivos. So then it has to really be a real sefer. to be a halachic, a real entity. But again, if it's just an idea of the God, that the Maisa Ksiva is chashav, it means I'm involved in, that's to be the Gavra. That he's writing, his writing is a one letter, one letter which lacks chashivas, he's finishing the book. It's a different type of an activity. So in terms of the activity is concerned, of course he's finishing a book. So I, Harry Potter, isn't objectively recognized chafetz and all, but he, insofar as Maisa is concerned, that is, he's completing the book. He's not planning on doing anything more. But he's not planning, isn't going to render it a chafetz. The fact that he's not planning on it doesn't create a din chafetz. The chafetz is to be like an objectively recognized thing. Objectively recognized thing is only going to be where there's a din sefer, al pi Hashem. Finishing, according to the Maran, the Maisa Chashuva, it's finishing a book. It's not because there's a chafta. It's the action of writing the last letter of a book is different than writing a middle letter in the book. It's not just because there's a different chafta. It's a different action. It's an action of hashlama. There's a different character of the action itself. It's an action which is a very important, very significant action. If you finish an essay, you know the last letter you type is an action. It's true, it's because you're finished, but it's not because now objectively there's a chafta here. It's because I look back and I finished what I was doing. It's not because there's an objective halacha chafta. It's vis-a-vis my action. It's the complete conclusion of my long process. But it's not because there's a chafta chashuva objectively, you know? And it may not be a chafta chashuva. It doesn't have to be an objectively recognized chafta. It just means that the maisa, it's a maisa hashlama. So it's a ksiva shal hashlama. But if you say that it's because it's creating an entity, now you have to have a real chafta entity, chafta. Only halacha chafta shall sefer is a chafta atzvan. It's a din sefer. Anything else is just not din sefer in a gemara. What's Torah Shabbat Peh? What's Torah Shabbat Peh? And they happen to put it down or whatever, but it's not a chafta shall sefer. It's thoughts. I mean, if Abaye wanted to clarify it a little more, he could change the words. There's no, the text itself doesn't have like a din of a chafta. No chafta. It's not because it's not ksav. It's nothing ksav in the thing. There's no way to write it. It's not a halachic chafta. I'm saying, it's not saying a beged, you see, is an entity of a beged, but I'm saying a sefer is just a convention. It's a book. It's a thing which conveys ideas. Now, where do the ideas stop? There's no intrinsic stopping point to the ideas. It's just a matter of if we decide to stop it. It's a beged as a clearly defined delineation. But again, sefer can keep on going. There's no intrinsic. That's what the Mechsudim says. There's no intrinsic stop of sefer. It's a convention. So, but sefer chavtal tzvarim have an intrinsic stop. But a beged has an intrinsic stop. A beged is a shirt. There's sleeves. There's a collar. There's all the parts of a beged, and that's it. That's an entity. But a book is there any limit? I could always sew on a few more pages and put it on. Now I may not want to do that because I think I like the author of Harry Potter and I like it just the way it is. But I could do it. I mean, not violating any, you know, there's nothing intrinsically which recognizes this as a chafta. But a beged is a beged. There's an end to the beged.